Okay, can I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the previous of the agenda for today?
I'd like to make a motion first to revise the agenda to include a few other items that are not on the current list. I think Tom has put these forward, so maybe he could talk to it.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So, Angie, I didn't have your email address, but I sent out an agenda last night.
Okay. I had an agenda I thought came from Heather, and I'm at angieprice434@gmail.com.
434@gmail.
Yeah. That's my name and my street address, all in one.
Okay, Angie, A-N-G-I-E?
Yes, A-N-G-I-E, Price. That's all one word. And then okay. 434@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Okay, because there were a few items. I thought because we're doing a Zoom, maybe I'd just shoot this out. And so, Angie, you're the only one that hasn't got it.
Okay. Well, then I better pay attention.
Okay, do we want to add these then to the agenda?
Yes, let's make a motion to add them to the agenda.
Okay, I'll also move, this is based on Tom's email, but I think it would be a good idea for him just to cite what those are.
Sure. Okay, Angie, you haven't seen this. The first point is the new metal benches have arrived quite a long time ago, actually a really long time ago, but they haven't been installed yet. And some seniors have asked that one be placed along the Hemsworth Trail because there's nothing there. They're in the shop, but the town just needs to install them. I've spoken to Brian about it, and he'd like to get them out of the shop. The replacement of the forest map, the "You Are Here" signs, are in really poor condition. I've had a few complaints on them. I've spoken to Brian about it, over at the shop, and, he would be glad to replace them. What's happened, the moisture has seeped in around the edges, and, they're quite kind of moldy and kind of hard to read. And so the idea was to maybe put the street signs in large, bold print. Interestingly, people actually get kind of misplaced in that forest. And they're having difficulty understanding where they are when they're looking at the "You Are Here" signs. A couple little things. But Brian knew that when he made the signs, it wouldn't be 10 years ago, but maybe 8 years ago, that the water might seep in from the edges, and it has. So anyway, he's got some ideas on how to do it better. Sure. There's two concrete barriers that were just basically left behind at the corner of Chester and Hemsworth. When the trail was upgraded from Chester to Village Way, they were more or less just kind of discarded. I spoke to Luke about it, and he said, you know, he'd be happy to get those removed, but they're still there. I've written a new wildlife tree snag sign. The Brown Property Preservation Society has approved the cost. We approved that at our AGM in, I think it was February, January maybe. Anyway, there's a fabulous wildlife tree on the far side of the open paddock, or where the paddock was, the open meadow. And I run the text of the sign past Terry Taylor, who was the fellow. He has a really good background in pathology and this kind of stuff. Anyway, he thought the wording was great. I'd said it to everybody but you, Angie.
Okay.
And then the Hemsworth Trail and trees, the town environmental committee made a recommendation to mayor and council a few months ago to compensate for the removal of the trees on the Hoy Lake Road, to compensate for removing those trees, to plant the trees or plant new trees along the edge of Hemsworth and the Heritage Forest. And I met with Luke probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now, and the recommendation was the town was going to proceed with planting and establishing a new trail along Hemsworth in September.
Okay, can I just interrupt there for a second, Tom? Can we have those items, a motion to add those items to the agenda and then have our discussion on a new business when we come to those things?
Okay, so I brought up the motion. So I move that we add to the agenda discussion of new bench placement, the new forest maps, new wildlife snag signs, and the Hemsworth trail and trees. What about this one?
To remove the barriers? Yeah,
and removal of some cement barriers that were left behind when the trail was upgraded to Village Way off of Hemsworth.
Do we have a second?
Those are five items.
Okay. Do we have a seconder?
Sure.
Okay. Tom, second. All in favor?
Yay.
Could I ask, are those added as new business items to the agenda?
Yes, those would be new business, yes.
Thank you.
I have one other item as well that Angie brought up, and Tom wasn't here when she did, and that's this Native Child's gravesite. And I'm just to ask the question whether or not this should be added to the agenda, whether or not there has been an archaeological investigation of the forest at any point.
I don't think so.
So, Angie, would you like that added to just as a discussion item?
I guess so. I mean, really, it's a lot of hearsay, but when you have somebody who's sort of an elder telling you something like this, it sort of sticks in your mind, and it's very possible. Although I believe that a child's body put in the ground 100 years ago, there's not going to be much left to archaeologically excavate in this West Coast marine climate.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting to talk about. Maybe somebody knows more.
Is there a seconder for the motion?
Sure, I can do that since he did it.
Okay. Well, you moved it. You moved it. I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. That'll be under new business as well. Any further new business to add to the agenda?
Nope.
Okay. So can we have a motion for the adoption of the agenda as amended?
As amended, sure. There we go.
A seconder?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Yay.
Okay, me too. Okay, we'll move to number two, the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
Sure.
Seconder?
All second.
Okay, all in favor?
Yay.
Yay. Okay, business arising from the minutes, the signage. Update on reordered no mushroom picking signs?
That's done.
It's done? Okay.
Do they disappear every year at about this time? Like, I would think that local mushroom pickers have a bit of a vested interest to keep people in the dark about how many people are out there looking for mushrooms in the spring and the fall.
Okay.
Do we want to discuss that?
If there's a discussion to be had, yes, by all means.
Yeah, so it's not commercial pickers, but it's locals. And so there's an updated sign. There's one at the Hemsworth Gate and one at the East Crescent Gate that the town has added no mushroom picking in addition to the other do not do's.
Yeah, which is a long list, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that because of the goal is to keep them on the trails and not wandering around destroying the ground surface? Okay.
Well, yeah, but the other thing was, there is a statement in there about, leaving the flora and fauna intact, you know, something to that effect. And but it was felt that, you know, the mushrooms are kind of a specific category within that. So that's why we added it.
And I think there's an ecological aspect, if I could put on my biological hat here, is that mushrooms are fungi and they're decomposers, and so part of the function of the forest floor. And they also produce mycorrhizae that interact with the root systems. Have I got it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're important.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't take them away. Yep.
So, any further discussion on mushrooms? We good? Okay.
Can I confirm that those signs have been installed? Was that?
Yeah, they have. Okay. Yeah, what happened? They were ordered last year, and somehow they were picked up from Scott Signs in Parksville and then misplaced. We looked everywhere for them, couldn't find them. So Luke reordered new signs, and they arrived, and they have been installed.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll carry on to new business, a discussion of heritage forest housekeeping, and I guess Tom's list there can come under that. So why don't we proceed to there? In addition to any other items which might arise.
Okay, so the metal benches, they're actually at the maintenance yard. We wrote a plaque, I think maybe it was 3 years ago, Jack, for Leo Cleese, right? Or a couple years ago?
Yep.
And so the town had bought one of those benches just to kind of test it out and, you know, see if they were good and this kind of stuff. And the idea, Angie, was that the wooden benches, they cost more to maintain than the $1,800 for X number of years. Like if somebody wanted to put a plaque on the bench, it was $1,800 for 6 years or something like that. But they do get vandalized. And so the town wanted to go to metal benches. And so anyway, there was that prototype, I guess, that we put into the open grassy area with a commemorative plaque to Leo Cleese for 27 years service, and as well as being one of the originators of the fundraising to save the forest. And then the town bought more benches, but they haven't been installed yet. And I have spoken to Brian over at the shop. He'd like to get them out of there. And so I just thought to bring it up, you know, hey, let's get them installed. They're really great. But there have been a few seniors asking on the Hemsworth side, there's no bench there. And so the request is to put one of those benches on the Hemsworth Trail somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what.
Why were they not initially installed? Like when they got them, why didn't they just go out and install them then?
Well, that would be a town question.
Okay.
So the recommendation you're coming forward is to install one or both on Hemsworth.
Well, there's about, I think there's four more.
Oh, really?
Okay. And so wow. What the town wanted to do was replace the wooden benches with the metal ones. Mm-hmm. And so the request is, hey, let's get on with it.
To replace the specific wooden benches with the metal ones. Have we identified the wooden benches that are to be replaced?
Well, the town wants to replace them all.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
So your motion would be what? To just suggest to the town to get on with the replacement of the benches?
Let's get cracking.
Okay.
Yeah. Would it be a motion to council or discussion with staff?
I think it's probably a staff thing because the town's the funding already. Like the town, you know, made that decision sometime ago, right?
Right.
So what happens is, you know, Luke makes recommendation to the guys over at Public Works and it happens.
So was there a second part to that? But what about the bench on Hemsworth? Where did that idea come in? Because there's no benches there now.
No. And so that's the request is that when the town does install those metal benches to put one on the Hemsworth Trail, that's a little more complicated because it does require a concrete pad.
Yeah.
Right? And so that would be, you know, more work to make that happen. Otherwise, they just uncouple, you know, the older wooden ones and put the new one in.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be great. It's a beautiful stretch. And the seniors have asked, there's a few people have asked, like, it's sort of like over on the East Crescent side, there's one of the benches, you know, kind of right inside the gate there. And I do see, you know, quite elderly folks that maybe can't walk the trail, but they'll come in and they'll just sit in the bench and kind of soak up the forest, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I guess they'd have to be very well secured to the concrete bases, because these days metal is worth money. Like, we don't, people steal metal to take it in and get it melted down. So I guess the concrete bases should take care of that with security.
Yeah, they're bolted on. So, you know, if somebody really wanted to.
It would be a big project to steal one, yeah.
Do you have a suggestion, Tom, where on the Hemsworth Trail the bench might be placed?
Yeah. And, okay, so what happens with this is when Cam was around, we kind of made a pact to meet on site. It's like, I don't know, Jack, maybe you recall a number of years ago, we got, I think it was about 60 cubic meters of chips delivered over on the St. Andrews side.
I well remember that, yes.
And the town dropped them off at the wrong spot. Which, I mean, you know, it happens. But we had the wheelbarrow over to where they needed to go. So Cam and I agreed that if there was anything like that, he's not there anymore, he retired, but we should probably meet on site and say, like, this is... Right? I'd be happy to do that.
So this fits into another item, the Hemsworth Trail itself, because that's a design aspect for the new Hemsworth Trail.
No, this is, the Hemsworth Trail, it's actually the trail that's existing that goes into the forest now.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Like, it's within the confines.
Trees and whatnot along Hemsworth.
Yeah. No.
Right inside the forest.
Yeah, right inside the forest itself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Heather, so would you make recommendation to staff then?
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to do a paragraph in the minutes and refer to recommendations to staff. So then I will send the minutes to Luke and note any items for him to follow up on.
Okay.
Are we good with that?
I think so.
Do you want to ask the town to consult with you in terms of the placement of the Hemsworth Trail bench?
Sure. The reason why I'm kind of quick about that is we've got a new guy, Al, and never met him, but he's new on the job, so it wouldn't hurt to kind of hook up and talk about.
Okay. You got that, Heather?
Got it.
Okay. Next item?
Okay, that's the forest map. And so they are really kind of black and moldy. It was kind of interesting. A couple kind of jumped on me actually a few weeks ago about, you know, why aren't these signs better and all this kind of stuff. I said, well, listen, you know, we've talked about it with the town. The town needs to do it. Like, we don't do this as a society. And so Brian was the guy over at Public Works that made them. And he understands that they need to be replaced. But again, Luke, I guess, needs to make recommendation of Public Works to get that going.
Okay. So we can make that recommendation again to Luke.
Right, Heather?
Yes, I'll make that in there. I do see that that did come up on the February minutes.
It's been talked about before, but again, it's not happening.
Yeah, okay. I'll put it in there again.
So maybe a little nudge.
Sure. Use my strong arm there.
Yeah.
Gentle nudge, big push.
All right. Number three.
Okay, so the two concrete barriers, they were just left when the trail was upgraded between Chester and Village Way. And so they were just more or less kind of dumped, you know, on the side of the road sort of thing. And they're just, you know, they're just kind of junk. And actually, in fact, the people that live there asked me to ask the town. And I did mention to Luke the day I met him over on Hemsworth, and he said, oh, yeah, we can come and pick those up and then add them to the pile. And I guess there's a number of those concrete barriers that need to get crushed and kind of reworked. And it's just, again, it just hasn't happened yet.
Okay, maybe another little nudge, Heather?
Yes, got it.
Yep. Okay, where are we? Number four?
The wildlife tree, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so the wildlife tree. Okay, this particular tree, it's really close to the eagle nest.
Okay, you're locked up somehow.
Yeah.
I'm cutting out. We didn't hear that.
No, we didn't get that, Tom.
We're not getting anything.
That the chick, what's that?
Yeah, we lost you there for a minute. Could you repeat?
Sure. This particular snag, this is the place where the chicks very first go when they leave the nest. They're very first learning to fly. It's a very unique spot. And so each year, the chick or chicks will flutter over from where their nest is nearby along Beach Creek, and they perch at the very top of this tree and screech and squawk and scream and just have a great old time yelling at the world from the top of this tree. Meanwhile, mom and dad are out foraging for food, right? So it's kind of it's a neat story. And so we discussed it at the society AGM, and we've approved the funds for it. Wouldn't cost that much, but we're happy to get the sign made, and then the town would be responsible for installing it. And it would look the same as our signage that were there, the interpretive signage. Like, it could be the same format, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I'd sent the wording for it to everybody but you, Angie. And so after this meeting, what I would do is I'll email that to you as well. So you've
got
it.
Thank you.
Okay. And sorry, I didn't have your email address, but now I do.
Yeah.
So that would be something that, now with this one, maybe there is a motion that needs to go to council, because Heather, that will require the town. This is something new, and the town would need to, you know, approve spending a few bucks because there is a concrete pad, and then there's a metal pipe, and then the sign is bolted to the top of that. So, you know, there is some nominal cost involved with it.
Yeah.
So we need a...
Yeah, do you want to make a motion to that effect, Tom?
Sure. Are you ready, Heather?
I'm ready.
That the town approve funding to install a new wildlife tree / snag sign in the Heritage Forest.
I'll second that.
Okay, before we continue, would it be appropriate to include in your motion that the society will absorb the cost of the sign itself?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
So, Heather, something to the effect of the BPPS has approved the cost of sign production, but the town will need to install it properly.
Cormac, I think you were seconding, were you?
Yes, I will. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Motion is carried. Thank you.
Now, this last one, I was hoping that Luke was going to be here. What happened is over on the Hoy Lake Road, it's kind of a bigger discussion, but there was some great blue heron nests over there. And anyway, there was quite a little brouhaha mm-hmm. over tree removal over there. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
Yeah. It was timing too, wasn't it? It was just the worst time to do it as far as the nests were concerned.
There's two things. You're not allowed to remove trees at any time in the year within 60 meters of a heron's nest. From 60 to 100 meters, you can go in between September 15 and January 15, I think are the dates. So I don't know what happened there. Anyway, it happened. And so there was quite a little brouhaha about removal of trees. And so the town environmental committee made recommendation to compensate for those trees having been removed by planting trees over here in the grassy area along Hemsworth. That motion was passed by council, and there was a blurb in the town tidings in the PQB newspaper about it, that this was actually going to happen. Luke asked me to work with him on kind of designing, you know, a strategy for it. And so I met Luke 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we had a really good discussion on what should transpire there. And I did a little research on urban forest tree species, that kind of stuff. I just thought to help Luke out a bit. And so again, Angie, you don't have this, but the other folks do. I'll send it to you. And so the idea is the trail that's there is just kind of a dirt path. And Luke's mentioned a few times over the years that it's kind of humpy bumpy, and some people complain about it. And the road is very narrow along Hemsworth, deliberately to keep the traffic speed down. Hmm. And so the idea was to move the location of the existing trail over right adjacent Hemsworth, do a nice gravel trail that would percolate water, and then plant a mix of, I'd propose, hardwood trees, because they lose the foliage in the wintertime, along the heritage forest. And so that was the idea. Of course, they're going to need water as well. That area gets quite dry. For the most part, it's just sand. And so anyway, I was hoping Luke was going to be around, because he had indicated that this was going to happen in September. So here we are. And so, Heather, do you know anything about this?
I remember seeing the motion go through to the Environment Committee, but I haven't seen anything like behind the scenes with Luke working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we don't know then if it's actually going to take place this September or not.
I couldn't confirm a date, no.
Okay.
But it seems to me the most important thing is for a recommendation to come forward from this commission, that Luke interact with the commission, specifically with you, with respect to the advice you provided. There be a consultation.
And that was the idea, was Luke asked, how do we go about this? And I suggested so Luke was going to go get to Parks. Parks was going to devise a plan. That plan was going to come to us. I said, listen, let's run it by the commission, thinking of our September meeting. And the Brown Property Preservation Society directors, and just make sure everybody's on board, and then proceed from there. So let's see. So Heather, so this has actually been approved from council. It's been in the tidings, so it's all official. And when I saw that, I thought, well, okay, I guess this is actually going to happen. This is not a discussion point. So maybe we need a motion to council, something to the effect that the proposed Hemsworth Trail and tree planting plan be presented to the Heritage Forest Commission and the Brown property. Well, I guess the society is part of the commission, so if it just went to the commission for approval and review.
Is there a seconder for that motion?
Well, just before, it's a process thing, and you know I'm kind of a process guy. It seems to me that what you want before they develop their plan, finalize their plan for our review, is we would look for some input on the design aspects before they actually write it out.
I don't know. Parks was going to put some kind of a plan together. We need something to discuss.
Well, the easiest way would be for Luke to interact with the commission and specifically with you as immediately as possible and before a plan is finalized, period. And let him figure out a process after that.
I guess so. We did meet that one time and came up with a plan, but we don't have anything on paper.
Do we have any idea of the scope of this tree planting exercise, or how many trees are we talking about?
Well, okay. So I'd said initially I wasn't for this, because the trail is full sun, and if you were to put, let's say Douglas fir or any kind of conifer in there, they're going to be almost full sun. They'll have sun till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And those crowns will be enormous. And I suggested to Luke, go look at some Douglas fir trees on the golf course and you'll see how big these trees are going to be. We'll wipe out the road and, the canopy will be right over top of Hansworth. So I kept looking at the trees on Memorial, the oak trees, which are quite lovely. And the town's been pruning up the lower limbs and they're a lovely canopy up top. And thought, well, okay, well, maybe if we go with hardwood, they lose the leaves in the fall. And the trail itself, maybe it gets moved from next to the fence where it is now out to next to the road. That way it's full year, full sun, and not being shaded. And just as a note, some of the ladies specifically do not walk in the forest for safety reasons. I've asked the odd woman walking a dog, hey, I never see you in the forest. How come? Don't feel safe, but do feel safe walking on the trail along Hemsworth in full sunlight, full view. And so, you know, I relayed that to Luke, like it's important that we keep that trail, not force people to walk on Hemsworth Road because it's narrow anyway. That would be hazardous. So, hey, maybe let's move the trail from next to the fence, move it right over next to the road. Full sunlight, full view. It's safe. It's sunny. It's warm. So he agreed with all that. And the other thing is I said, well, listen, you're gonna need water here. There's one low-lying spot that there's probably a stream that comes through there from back in the day, but the rest of it is just pure sand. So, and Luke had indicated that they will put a sprinkler system in. They'll move the trail. They'll do it in gravel and they'll plant maybe a mix of hardwood. I'd said, well, maybe oak and ash, something like that. Maybe some dogwood. Dogwood are lovely, you know, provincial tree. And so Luke went away with that information, was going to get back to us, I thought, for this meeting, with a plan from Parks.
Okay. So we have a motion. You have a motion that you presented earlier on. Do you want to amend that motion, or it hasn't been seconded yet?
Well, one more discussion item on the trail, and you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but at the corner of Hemsworth and Chester, there's a yield sign with traffic, cross traffic, and so I think the type of tree and its placement becomes very important on that corner. And you had some other suggestions on dogwoods and lilacs at certain locations just for aesthetics. And so the size of the tree, its foliage, interference with seeing traffic around a corner would also be a concern.
That yield yield sign probably will need to get moved.
Okay.
If a tree
goes as a commission, what is it we want to portray to the town or forward to the town?
The process.
Well, we're looking for something at this point from Parks to us as far as what they're proposing to do.
Do we want to define the fact that we want input into the formation of the plan before it becomes formalized?
Well, we probably should, because otherwise the crews liable to show up out there digging and carrying on.
Yeah. Do their own thing, you know.
Yeah.
So how about a motion along the lines of that we request Parks to consult with Heritage Forest Commission before the preparation of a plan, before the drafting of a plan.
That sounds good, because that was supposed to happen by this meeting.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, so are you going to second that motion, Tom?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor?
Yay.
Heather,
you got that?
I would like to confirm, because the initial one I had written down that the proposed Hemsworth Trail and tree planting plan be presented to the Heritage Forest Commission for review. And that was a motion to council. So this is still a motion to council, but you want to refer to the Parks Department in it?
Maybe not necessarily. No. As it's coming from the town.
From the town, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so don't refer to the parks.
No.
Right, but the key here is that it's during the drafting stage that there be a consultation with the Heritage Forest Commission with respect to design aspects of that trail.
Okay, so presented to the Heritage Forest Commission for review and consultation?
Consultation during drafting. I think that's the key, because the last thing you want is for the park to have committed to a plan that they put a lot of effort into, and then they come in and they're resistant to the input. I've seen that happen before in many, many other circumstances. So it's during the design phase of that plan that we would ask for the consultation.
Okay, so I probably need to just confirm that wording then, where you want the word consultation. So I've got proposed Hemsworth Trail and tree planting plan to be presented to the Heritage Forest Commission for review and consultation.
I think we want to have the consultation
earlier
during the preparation of the plan, not after it's been formalized.
Okay, could you reword that for me?
would you like me to?
Go ahead, Cora. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So the recommendation here is the motion is that we request town council. Is the town council? Okay, town council to direct the Parks Department to consult with the Heritage Forest Commission development of a plan, the drafting of a plan for the new Hemsworth Trail. Then that gets ducks in order at that point.
Yeah.
So the Heritage Forest Commission requests that the council direct the Parks Department to consult with the Heritage Forest Commission in the drafting of a plan for the Hemsworth.
There you go.
Bingo.
Yeah. Okay. You good?
Got it. Good.
Anything further under new business?
I just item of interest based on what Tom had said about the water along Hemsworth there. I watched Dogwood Road get put through, because when I bought my lot here on Quatna, there was no road between Quatna and Chester, so there was nothing. And I watched Dogwood get put through. The lower end was a big swamp. The whole end was a big swamp. And I had made friends with the people that were in the second house up on the right as you go up from Hemsworth up Dogwood. And they had a really very swampy backyard, and they actually had flowing water. When anybody built houses in there, they dumped tons and tons of gravel. And the first house on the corner of Hemsworth and Dogwood, when the guy tried to make a garden, he got horsetails everywhere. So he went out and I watched him spray. He sprayed something supremely toxic down there, and there was never a horsetail to be seen again. They were all dead. But I did hear that that house and also the next one on its right were very damp homes, because I know that one family moved out. Apparently their shoes would get moldy in the closet. So that was their reason for leaving. So that is a very wet area, and there is a spring underneath that. So just that's interest. It doesn't change anything, but
yeah.
So it is interesting. That's so true. And where I am was all swamp. And so Dave Willey, who lives across the street from me on Namqua, the house that he bought from his brother is a crawl, and it flooded all the time. Yeah. And so Dave, when he renovated that house, he dug a 5-foot deep trench, a U-shaped trench around that house to capture the water, and had to completely replace the floor joists of the house. They were completely rotted out.
Wow.
And so what was determined is when they put the Hemsworth Road in, it blocked the flow of the water.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And so what he had the town do was do a kind of a trench, or they put a pipe in from this U-shaped trench that he built around his house to capture the water, move it under Hemsworth, and connect it to the storm drain that's in this grassy area that we're talking about. So, wow. So what the town had thought was when they put Hemsworth Road in, it blocked the flow.
Wow. And
I know the house that you were talking about, I sold it. I had it listed a few years ago. And they literally, they get a pond in the spring in their backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. Another little interesting aside is that when, at one point, there was a lot of work being done on Chester Road. And when they dug up Chester, they found old town pipes that were made of wood. They were like wood strips strapped together somehow. So that was the pipes they dug up and replaced.
Okay.
I assume that they were water pipes, maybe, but it, yeah.
Angie, you had you wanted to discuss something about a grave in the forest.
Well, I just was chatting before we started, and when I first moved here, I had occasion to talk to somebody one day because I used to walk around a lot, and I met someone who mentioned that there was the grave of a child at the corner of Chester and Hemsworth. And that I got the impression that the child's grave was in the corner of the forest there somewhat. And that's all. That's the only time I ever heard of it. And I had no way to verify it. And I've never heard of any grave being dug up in all the different things that have been done on that corner. Because you think about it, you know, all the trail work and stuff that was done in the last couple of years. And that the big pipe exchange that happened earlier, I've never heard of a child's grave being dug up. But I also think that given our climate, that a child, like anybody's grave in the wet soil, unless it's really acidic, those bones would not be preserved, I don't think. So I don't even know if it's useful to follow up on that, except that it's just interesting, you know, to note that these people went before us and they had their lives and dealt with death the way they did. So I don't know what we can do about it. I don't think of anything. I just think it's a heads up. So if any of you are in the forest in that corner, maybe just look for any abnormalities, you know, anomalies, just in case there is something to it. I don't know.
Tom, are you aware of this?
Well, it'd be so long ago. There's culturally modified trees. So Beach Creek provides fresh water. And so anywhere where there's fresh water, relatively close to shore, and Qualicum Beach would be an amazing, there would have been thousands of people living there. you know, with that gorgeous beach and a nice flat area before the cliff and that kind of stuff. There's a number of Douglas fir trees where the bark was carved off. And the BTUs, the British Thermal Units, Douglas fir bark is really high. And so it was probably metal tools that were used to cut that bark, because it's so thick. The only midden I've found in the forest is along the trail, leading out to East Crescent. And, there is a shell midden there. And, I keep covering it up with branches. People keep kind of scratching around at it, these shells, thinking, I guess, I don't know what's going on here. So I keep covering it up. I, in fact, dug artifacts out of my backyard, gardening, and I've got them at home. And so, you know,
what sort of artifacts did you find?
Yeah, actually, I was planting a cedar hedge, and down about a foot and a half, because it's all just sand. Our soil is old glacial.
Oh, yes.
Beach sand, right? But my shovel kept clang, 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 you know, hitting something. So I started scratching around. And so what I dug up were fire-cracked rocks. You know how with a fire you'll put rocks around to kind of control the spread of sparks and that kind of stuff? Well, under high heat, the rocks will crack and break in a very straight line. And it's heat that does that. Plus, so I dug up a whole bunch of those, and they're all black with charcoal with heat. And then also I dug up a large river rock, you know, that's rounded, and the top of it is shaped to fit your hand, and the bottom is no longer round. It's flat from crushing probably oyster shells. Anyway, that's in the backyard. So, I mean, there's... anywhere where there's fresh water nearby, there were people for thousands of years, right?
So this brings up the thought that maybe there is another story to tell about Heritage Forest. And if there's so just the things you've mentioned, culturally modified trees, and the fact that artifacts have been found in the area, you found the middens. There's a rumor of a grave, or an anecdote at this point, of a grave site. There's a bit of a story to tell there. And I also wonder how this might fit into any development narrative, even for the tree plantings, whether on that corner. I think that's the corner that Angie's referring to, is corner of Chester and Hemsworth, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this. So I'm familiar in Alberta, because that's where I spent some time in doing environmental science work, environmental assessments, that an archaeological assessment is necessary with respect to any development. What are the rules in BC?
Oh, for sure. When the town built the Thalsala clubhouse, they dug up human remains. And the clubhouse got built.
So would there be any mandate on the part of the provincial government to come in and at least have an archaeologist to come in and take a look at some of this anecdotal information?
So how that works is on the archaeological overview map that Arc Branch has, I used to kind of interact with this, there's a red line on... any area of known archaeological interest. And that would be, for sure, the shoreline of Qualicum Beach. So if, for instance, if you wanted to excavate for a home, or say, do footings for an addition on your home, and if it was, so you check with Arc Branch says yay or nay. It's a known site or it's not a known site. If it's a known site, then you have to get an archaeologist out, and you have to pay him his day rate to be there.
It's quite huge.
What's that?
I said, it's huge, isn't it?
It's huge. I did one of these when I very first got my real estate license. I did one of these down in Nuttall Bay, down at Dorcas Point. And we actually hired the former provincial archaeologist to do it for us. And anyway, we got it through, but it took a few months to get the thing all through. So my guess, without asking Arc Branch, as far as, you know, digging holes next to Hemsworth, it would be way far outside of any kind of recognized, you know, red line. And so I wouldn't imagine, like for instance here, you know, on on NAMCLA, we're not required to get an archaeological assessment here, because this is just so far from any known recognized site, that kind of stuff.
So that, quite apart from that, then the bureaucratic side, if you like, is there the possibility of an interesting story for Heritage Forest?
Maybe you mentioned like the midden. There's only one midden in that forest that I can find, and it's right on the trail. And the reason I keep covering it up with branches and debris and that kind of stuff is it's not a super site like. You know, up in the Queen Charlotte's and places like that, I used to find them that were 10, 15 feet deep, like thousands of years of shells. And these are garbage pits, of course, right? People throw the shells out the back door of the longhouse and they build up over time. That's a really shallow spot on that trail. And what was happening is, you know, people let their dogs dig, and it's off-leash dogs. There's always off-leash dogs in that forest. And so the big dogs, they will dig. And so that's what I was seeing, is that, you know, there was some digging and scraping around. And so that's why I keep covering them up. I don't know. It's right next to the trail. Would people leave it alone if there was an indication that this was an old Indian midden site, or would people start poking around? I don't know.
I kind of think that the impulse to poke around might be pretty strong.
Maybe. The thing about the maybe culturally modified trees is there's no way to prove that. And so that's like that Douglas fir bark. It's super thick, like on those 500-year-old Douglas fir. That bark will be almost a foot thick. And so do we know that it was, you know, the ancestors of the Qualicum Beach tribe, or was it Mrs. Brown out there?
Mrs. Brown on a cold winter night.
Mr. Colonel Money. Maybe it was Colonel Money was out there. I doubt it. He was uber rich. But there's just no way to know. It's interesting. Like when you, where it is, when you come in from East Crescent, there's that one bench where there's an open kind of area. There was a fence there left from the Browns, and a tree fell and smashed the fence. Well, when you look across, you'll see a grove of 500-year-old Douglas fir trees. And you, once you know what you're looking for, you'll now, if you go there, Jack, and have a look across there, you'll see it.
Okay.
Where the bark is just, it's just carved off.
Okay.
And who did it? There's no way to know.
Okay.
Anyway, interesting discussion.
Yeah.
Lots of history.
Lots of history, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I recommend it. The council notes there any comments or observations to be drawn from that, other than that Thomas going to be with us for another year or so?
I don't think so.
Which is good.
Anything further?
Well, do you want to hear about the stuff that's been going on in the forest? There's always things going on in there. There was a wedding a while back. Angie, you perhaps didn't hear about this.
No.
Anyway, somebody came to my door on a Monday night all upset, and there had been a wedding near the East Crescent Gate, and they'd left about 20 candles burning and left. And so I went over there with this lady, Sandy. She was one of our ring counters from the Douglas First Lab. So, because I had all you guys over to my house, and so she knew where I lived. She didn't have her cell phone. And so I went over to have a look, and she blown the candles out, but people had dismantled the forest fire sign. That's exactly where it was. Dismantled the forest fire sign, and that's where their guest book table was left sitting. Sign was gone, and had a large mat on the ground. I guess that's where he and she, you know, knelt or whatever happened. And two great big bouquets of white roses, and left. And left these candles burning. Anyway, they came the next morning and retrieved all their stuff. The firewood cutters, Jack and I met the guy over on the St. Andrews side. That's a few months ago, eh, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in April. Oh, it was before the COVID thing. And he, didn't he have restorative justice to do or something?
Well, his deal was he needed to come over with us and help us pull the firewood bucked pieces up out of Beach Creek because they created a debris jam. And so he did that. Jack and I met the guy over there. Interestingly, he still maintained that he didn't even own a chainsaw. And all he did was found the wood on the side of the tree. Well, I have it on good information that it was his son that cut the firewood, and his son owns a chainsaw.
Okay.
And so there, you know, there was some shenanigans over that whole thing, but that was the restorative justice part, was that he helped us get the wood back up out of salmon-bearing Beach Creek. So he did that.
So did they take the tree down, or were they cutting up one that had come down on its own?
It had blown down, and it was perfect. It was right next to the trail, you know, about a golden opportunity. And so the whole thing, there was a young man seen with a hoodie on the Friday night. Nobody knew who he was. Jack, it would seem that was the son.
Okay.
Because somebody was in there. Why would somebody go in and buck a bunch of wood and then leave, and then somebody else magically show up and take it home?
Surprise. Yeah.
The tree fairies told him about it.
Tree fairies. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
There was a large red leather couch left in the forest at the Hemsworth Gate recently. That was about 2 weeks ago. It's amazing how somebody would think that that's okay to leave a large red leather couch in the forest.
Really? Maybe they're saying we need more benches.
Maybe. There you go. Anyway, dragged it out, left by the trash can, let the town know, and the town came and picked it up.
Okay. Are we good? Anything else?
Sounds good.
Can I have a motion, please, for adjournment?
I can do that.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Yay.
Carried. Thank you, folks. Stay well.